Today is June 26, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Startup Operator. In the next 8 to 9 minutes, we'll cover the export control event that took Anthropic's frontier models offline globally in 90 minutes, Z.AI's GLM 5.2, and the 85-94% cost reduction. It opens up for long context workloads, and why the build versus buy decision on context infrastructure is the most consequential architecture call you'll make this quarter. Here's a number that should reframe how you think about vendor risk. 90 minutes. That's how long it took from the moment Anthropic received a directive from the Bureau of Industry and Security on June 12th to the moment Fable 5 and Mythos 5 went offline. Globally, zero warning, total traffic. Not a degraded service event, not a rate limit. A complete shutdown affecting American users, foreign users, and Amazon Bedrock Enterprise customers simultaneously. Kate Cullen, Deputy Director of the CSIS Economics Program and a former BIS official, broke down the legal mechanics on the AI Policy podcast. This was the first time export control mechanisms were applied to remote AI model API access. Not model weight distribution, not hardware export, but API calls over the internet. The legal basis is genuinely contested. The ECRA's emerging technology provision, as Cullen put it, has not been encoded in the EAR, so therefore has not been used before in this way. But her operational conclusion was unambiguous. Unless or until this is challenged by someone, you have to assume this is now the standing interpretation, and it can and will be used again. There's a bill called the Remote Access Security Act currently awaiting a House vote that would formally codify BIS authority to regulate AI-API access. When that passes, and Cullen's framing suggests when, not if, the compliance architecture requirements for any product serving international users change materially. If you have enterprise customers in the EU, UK, Japan, Australia, or Canada, jurisdictional routing is shifting from a nice-to-have to a near-term contract requirement. Alok Mehta from the Wadhwani AI Center adds important context on the timeline. His estimate puts China's frontier model gap versus U.S. leaders at 6 to 12 months. That compression is exactly why the policy window feels urgent to commerce, and why you should expect more regulatory discontinuity events, RDEs, not fewer. So what do you actually build in response? The core architecture answer is a three-layer abstraction pattern. Your data sources feed into a vector store you own. QDrant self-hosted runs around $200 a month for performance-critical retrieval. PGVector runs around $50 a month for cost-sensitive MVPs. That vector store feeds into a swappable model API layer using Light LLM open source, MIT license, under 10 milliseconds of overhead, integrates with over 100 providers. Provider substitution becomes a configuration change, not a data migration. That distinction matters enormously when you have 90 minutes of warning. Now let's talk about the economics that make this architecture even more attractive. ZAI out of China released GLM 5.2, 753 billion parameters, MIT license, available on OpenRouter today at 95 cents per million input tokens and $3 per million output tokens. The model features a 1 million token context window and uses an index share sparse attention architecture that achieves a 2.9 times flop reduction per token versus standard dense attention at 1 million context length. That's not a marketing number. It's what makes million token inference economically viable rather than a science experiment. Here's the cost math in concrete terms. A software engineering team running 10 million input tokens monthly on GLM 5.2 via OpenRouter pays $9,500 a month. The same workload on Claude Opus class pricing runs approximately $150,000 a month. Gemini 1.5 Pro sits around $35,000. That's an 85-94% reduction, depending on your comparison point. Building on that, if your volume crosses approximately 21 million input tokens per month, self-hosting GLM 5.2 becomes cost-competitive against open router pricing. The infrastructure requirement is 8 H100 GPUs at $3.50 per hour, which lands at just over $20,000 a month. Below that threshold, OpenRouter is the right call. Above it, you're running your own inference. One important caveat before you start migrating workloads: the benchmark characterizations from the reporting are directional, not domain validated. Run your own evals on your specific task distribution before touching production traffic. While we're on the topic of cost architecture, two signals worth tracking on the supply side. First, OpenAI unveiled a custom ASIC chip codenamed Jalapeno, co-designed with Broadcom in a 9-month design to tape-out cycle, built specifically for LLM inference serving. Google's TPU versus 5E already achieves roughly 2 times better inference efficiency per dollar versus equivalent H100 configurations for standard transformer workloads. If Jalapeno hits comparable efficiency and OpenAI passes through half those savings, GPT-4o equivalent pricing could reach $2.50 per million tokens input within 18 months. That's the trajectory, not a guarantee, but it's worth modeling into your pricing architecture now. Second signal, Anthropic's Claude tag. Binary analysis of Claude code versus 2.1.190 confirmed a pricing architecture shift from premium add-on to a weekly allotment model bundled within existing subscription tiers. Amazon Bedrock quietly restored Opus 4 model cards, infrastructure readiness signal at the enterprise cloud layer. When pricing is officially confirmed, model it against Opus 3 rates of $15 per million tokens input and $75 per million output as a ceiling estimate, and build in a 25% cost buffer for the first 90 days post-relaunch. More importantly, Claude Tag introduces passive context ingestion across all Slack channels, persistent org-wide memory, proactive task execution. Anthropic reports 65% of their product team's code now originates from Claude Tag internally. But here's the build versus buy tension you need to sit with. A 50-person engineering team running full ambient mode could hit $11,250 a month just for channel reading, scaling to $15,000 to $75,000 under full ambient plus active task plus tool call patterns. That's 25 to 100 times more than explicit query-only usage. And critically, the organizational knowledge graph lives on Anthropic's infrastructure, not yours. Migration cost isn't switching an API key. It's reconstructing your organizational context from scratch, estimated at 2 to 4 engineering weeks, plus 10 to 50 cents per thousand documents for re-embedding. Let's close with operational controls, because without them, the economics we just discussed are irrelevant. You won't be able to see them moving. AKPM GQ2 2025 Enterprise AI Pulse Survey found that only 33% of organizations have full AI cost visibility. 53% have monitoring dashboards. Only 40% have usage or token budgets. In that environment, ambient AI models make budget control architecturally impossible. You're flying blind into a variable cost structure with no floor. Deploy Helicone or Langsmith as a per-request cost-tracking proxy. Setup time is 2 to 4 hours via a single API proxy URL change. This also matters for security. Anthropic recently accused Alibaba of accessing their models 29 million times via 25,000 fraudulent accounts, described as the largest distillation attack ever detected. Anomaly detection on your API usage serves dual purpose as both cost control and security control. Those aren't separate concerns anymore. Once you have observability in place, implement intelligent model routing. Routing simple tasks, classification, extraction, summarization, to Claude Haiku at 25 cents per million tokens input versus Sonnet at $3 represents a 12 times cost differential. At 10 million API calls per month with 500 token average, GPT-4o only costs $25,000 a month. Routing 60% to GPT-4o Mini and 40% to full GPT-4o, drops that to approximately 12,500. Layer in self-hosted Llama 3.370b for the highest volume simple tasks, and your blended cost drops further. OpenAI's Batch API and Anthropic's Message Batches both offer 50% discounts for non-real-time workloads. Use them for anything that doesn't need a synchronous response. Finally, semantic response caching. On stable organizational knowledge queries, embedding-based similarity matching achieves 50 to 70% cache hit rates, reducing both cost and RDE blast radius proportionally. Implement via Redis with embedding similarity or GPT cache. Combined with model tiering and prompt compression, LLM lingua, or structured intake forms, replacing free text, total cost reduction versus unoptimized single model implementations can reach 60 to 75%. Ties. Your sprint goal for this week, 3 things. Deploy a cost observability proxy before you touch any agentic expansion, 2 to 4 hours of setup time, non-negotiable. Implement light LLM as your model routing layer if you haven't already. This is your RDE insurance policy. And run GLM 5.2 evals against your actual task distribution on OpenRouter before your next planning cycle. The cost math is real. Verify it against your domain before committing. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.